Hi, hello there. This is another episode of Three Dumb Shits. Today, we're here with a special guest named Aaron Trujillo, my pathetic brother. And now, he shall be telling us a story with nothing but bad influence. Aaron, please tell us your story.
Alright, so this story is a little disgusting. It's a story about me, about my roommate Adam and I, in a house infested with rats. Delicious. Now, after all the haunted duplex shenanigans, me and Adam decided to move into an even shittier house into a shittier neighborhood. And instead of dealing with demon ghosts, we get to deal with a bunch of disgusting rats. I think I'd rather live with an upset orangutan or something like that. Now, when we moved, and we didn't know that the house was infested. But after a couple of days, he starts seeing tiny poop pellets in the kitchen. I ask Adam, hey, have you been leaving tiny turds around the house?
No.
I remember to myself, oh, well, I wonder what's that all about then. It wasn't until 1 a.m. when I was brushing my teeth in the bathroom, I look over and I see a rat's tail hanging out of the hole in the wall. Well, that's not what you see when you're totally vulnerable. I'm yelling to myself, oh my god, oh my god, what do I do, what do I do, what do I do? My first instinct was to grab a pair of scissors and cut its tail off. But I was like, no, that's messed up. That's like some Jeffrey Dahmer stuff. What the hell is the matter with you? So, when I was going to spit out my water, I opened the door and yelled, "Rat! Rat! We got a rat in the house! It's invading my privacy!" Now, it's important to know that it wasn't a mouse. A mouse is little and cute and is friends with Donald Duck. And people like mice. Rats, on the other hand, they're big and nasty and they can give two fucks about Donald Duck. Now, my bedroom in the house was on the bottom floor, so that means I could hear the rats outside my door all night long. That's pretty damn disgusting. All I can think about was, well, what the heck's going to happen? What the heck is going to happen if one of them comes in here?
To be continued. And I can really stop this ridiculous fucking voice because that was really hurting. And now, Aaron, do you have anything you want to say before we turn off this podcast?
No, not at all.
Well, thank you for listening to my stupid-ass podcast. I hope you tune in again. And if you don't, I can't blame you.